Blog Talk Radio.
This is my blues, 'cause I'm back down on my own again. This is the blues I'm playing. Yes, it's a final thing. When the night is cold and lonely,
now let me make sure I got all this stuff in order. Okay, I don't even know if I could be heard on the program. I'm going to assume I can be heard, but if I can't, then it is what it is. Anyway, hello world, welcome to the Ascended Mind Show with your boy Uno Self. Today's illusion is April 30th 2022. And what I'm going to be talking about, the power of 10. Power of 10. I ain't talking about your 10 fingers. You know, I'm talking about your thoughts, your thought process, and how you vibe in your 10, you know, to be accountable for your actions and the things you're doing to create new things. So anyway, I'm going to give you a little brief history of, you know, what I've been doing, you know. I've been making transformations and changes and things like that. and how I'm here now, doing what I'm doing now. So anyway, I wish I knew if I can be heard on this thing. I'm gonna have to bring somebody in to see if they can hear me talk. Cause if you can hear me talk on the show, then what's the sense of me talking? You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Caller, can you hear me?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, all right, know who that is. Let's go.
What's up, big bro?
Man, I appreciate you. I'm glad you can hear me because I ain't know. You know, I'm just getting back at it after like 2-3 years. So, you know, it's going to be rough starting
I
out.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, the sound be going in and out. Sometimes the mic don't work. You know, a lot of different technical difficulties and whatnot. But, man, I appreciate you tuning in. Definitely, man. I just wanted to make sure I could be heard. I'm on the live, too. So I'm going to go ahead and continue the show and just drop some information. All right. Hey, so check it out. A little small history. You know, I was doing shows. I got a lot of shows out all over. You know, my book did good all over. You know, it was just certain things happening that put me in the cocoon, and I was cool with that because I knew that was coming. See, when you're thinking in the fourth dimension, you know these things coming, so you prepare for them before they happen, so when they do happen, it's not a shock. You already knew what was coming down the pipeline, so you ready. So I put myself in the cocoon, maybe 2-3 years. I fell back, stopped doing the shows and things like that. And I was still learning, still studying, not as much, but I was still, you know, when you in the fourth dimensional thinking, you always taking in life as an experience. You always learning things. You always saying, oh, okay, you're discovering things. So on this journey, I have been discovering a lot of things. I've been learning a lot of things, even just mindset. You know, some mindset sets the pace for your life, how you live in and how you create things and how you do things and how you meet people, network and associate and things like that. Your mindset. You know, most times if your mind is off, people don't even want to deal with you. You know, they say that's the crazy person. Let's stay away from that person. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, what I did was what I'm doing now is I'm invoking the power of 10 to come back and create, to come back and bring more knowledge. You know, the power of 10 is within me to inspire people, to help people, things like that. So when I come back and I'm vibing in my 10, the Sleep Sheep Show is now the Ascended Minds Show. See what I'm saying? So that's the Sleep Sheep Show. That was the beginning. We went in the cocoon. We went dormant. Now, when I went dormant, I had a lot of people reaching out to me wanting information. And I just felt like, you know, I had to just step back. I had to step back and observe. And sometimes when you paint a picture, you got to sit back and look at the picture, make sure it's coming out right and things like that. So I fell back, you know, did my thing. I partied. I had fun. I went out. I bought things, you know, whatever. And, you know, I had to discover myself still. I had to find myself because I was, when I was doing the Sleep Sheep Show, I was dealing with a lot of people, a lot of their different energies and different cases and things like that. So that was kind of, that was consuming me. So I had to come back, you know, in the cocoon, finish fixing myself, heal myself mentally. This is all mental and things like that. And then now I'm compelled to come back, the ascended mind, you know, ready to go at it again. So my lines is open. My emails is open. You know, my Cash App is open. Everything is open. So if you want to support, if you want to call, if you have questions, you're going to know how to reach me. I want to make sure that I'm available. I want to make sure that I'm accessible. So when you're talking to me, you got issues, we can go ahead and fix them. It could be about knowledge. It could be about course. I love doing the shit about course because I don't like the course. So when I do shit about course, it's just to let them know that, you know, we mentally, we can be on your level. You don't have to go in there and be scared every time they hit the mallet or say something, you know how to control yourself and conduct yourself in that court where they're going to respect you. Because when I go in court, they definitely respect me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to speak about a court situation. Maybe not this show. You know, I'm going to build it up, speak about it, and then we're going to get into that too. So anyway, we're going to get into the power of 10. I'm going to read this little article, and I'm going to commentate. When I read articles, I don't agree with everything in the article. I read it, I commentate, you know, process and things like that. And the power of 10 is you know, to find yourself on your journey, to challenge your fears, and to, you know, to love yourself. A lot of people, it's hard for them to love themselves because they always trying to fit in. They always trying to keep up, you know. They always putting pressure on themselves. They always got, you know, different insecurities they're dealing with. You know, and loving yourself is not necessarily going out flaunting at the party, dancing, shaking your ass, you know, getting on the dance floor and you act like, oh, I did it. That's not really loving yourself, you know. Loving yourself is sharpening your mental, you know, taking care of your hygiene and respecting yourself enough to not let anybody disrespect you. So the number 10 is the number of success and achievement. Before I'm going to get into the article, but before I get into the article, I'm going to talk about this. Success and achievement. So a lot of people will equate success and achievement with having the money. And that's because that's the way, you know, they program to think. They program to be a slave to the money god. And that's the way it is. It is like that. So you got to know how to maneuver, you know, with the money and without the money. Because sometimes, you know, when you're a hustler, you go in and out, you know, for finances. You might be up one day. You might be down the next. You might got to risk it all on a plug. You know, you might get pulled over and lose it all. Then you got to get it back again. You know, things happen. That could be with anything. You go open up a business, fail, get a loan. See, a lot of people, they operating off these loans, so they becoming successful off these loans, but you got to pay all that back. You know what I'm saying? You got to be mindful of that too. So success and achievement is dealing with 10. It's dealing with completion. It's dealing with getting things done. And I know before I learned how to vibe in my 10, I used to always do things but never finish. I still do that sometimes. I do things but never finish. I started writing all these books. I didn't finish them. When I had plenty of time to finish, I had years to finish all of these books I started writing. I started writing 11 books and didn't finish them all. I finished some of them, but I didn't finish all of them when I did have the time to finish. So I did do a lot of bullshitting. I wasn't vibing in my 10. I wasn't being accountable to myself. I wasn't going for success and achievement because I didn't achieve the goal that I wanted. So success and achievement is about achieving the goal that you want. So when you vibing in your 10, if you say you're going to do something, if you say you're going to create an invention, if you say you're going to start a business or do something, you say you're going to fix something, or clean up your house or do something, when you achieve that, you are successful in that achievement. So you have completed it. You was vibing in your tent. You probably turned your music on, had your little drink, you know what I'm saying? Put the kids upstairs if you got kids, and then you start cleaning. You was in the zone for an hour, 2 hours, cleaning everywhere. You done cleaned under the couches. You done cleaned behind the stove. You done got the real deep cleaning, you know what I'm saying? So you was vibing in your tent, and that's what creation is about. Creating things. You created a clean environment. You know what I'm saying? You sanitize the environment. So if you acknowledge vibing in your 10, you can get a lot more things done. Because if you put it off and you're not vibing in your 10, that's going to allow you to put it off and say, I'm tired. I'm chilling. I ain't doing nothing. Or y'all leave me alone. You're going to shut down. Vibing in your 10 will make you achieve things and be successful. It's also the number of perfection. You know what I'm saying? When you're doing things, you want to try to perfect it. You want to do your best. You know, you don't want to do your worst. If you're going to be a painter or artist and you want to start painting things to create works and things like that, you want to do your best. You want a real Picasso. You want a Van Gogh. You know what I mean? You want to make sure if you're going to play music, you want to rap. You want to be successful. You want to do your best music. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to put out no garbage music and they talking about you, they laughing at you. But that's another way to be successful. You can be successful and be the clown of the industry. They're going to laugh at you all the way, but you're going to laugh all the way to the bank. You could be a J.J. Icefish or whatever his name is. Not saying that I'm laughing at him, you know what I'm saying? He do funny shit, but I ain't with making fun of him. But perfection. You got to perfect things in what you do. You got to vibe in your tent to do these things. You got to know that that's your goal. You got to be subconscious and conscious of that goal. Completion. Complete things. You start something, you got to finish it. You know, a lot of things don't get finished because people don't have the money to even start them. Or once they start them, they deplete their funds. They can't finish them. So now you started something. You started a project. You might start a video project or something or an album project, and you can't finish it because you don't have enough money to do that. So I'm going to talk about something else with the Power of 10 as well concerning that, you know, where you can start building with people, networking and socializing and finding people you could trust to build up your finances where everybody becomes a resource. That's one of the hardest things to do. That's called unity, the short way to put it. That's one of the hardest things to do because people are programmed to live in poverty. Your environment, I always said your environment plays a big role on your thinking. And, you know, some people are going to be successful here and there, but then they put the stigma on everybody to be successful. Now, everybody has to be successful. Now you're going to have 100 people looking at you, 1,000 people looking at you like, why you ain't successful? What's holding you back? They're going to make up all these excuses about you create what you think and all that bullshit, but it's really an underlining plot, you know, that holds you down intentionally. And then it throws a dog a bone. It'll give you a bone and you get successful and all that, and you think that that's the goal. But what you notice is a lot of people that's successful, they don't really have no mental purpose. You know, once they reach this success, then they go buy a bunch of shit, have a bunch of sex, and all this bullshit, but then they never reach an ultimate purpose to generate things, to help other people, to evolve, you know, mentally, to change people's circumstances and their environments and things like that. You know, they don't know how to do that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not judging them. I'm not judging. They just need to find themselves. When they find themselves, they can discover themselves through other people, and they can know what's necessary, you know, for survival, for evolution, because we're not evolving. And also, I'm going to talk about, you know, we still are at civil war. A lot of people don't really know that. They don't see it because the history books told them that the civil war is over. Yeah, we still at civil war. What do you think the civil courts did? What do you think the civil power is above, is the military subordinate to the civil power? Why is this civil power if it's not a civil war? You know what I'm saying? Why is this military subordinate to that civil power? We still at civil war. Y'all don't feel the heat. Y'all don't feel the pressure to burn. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get into a show on that as well about how they trick people to make them think that the civil war has ended when they just did a bunch of finagling and now you a direct target of that civil war. We're going to get into that too. But that's going to be a later show. You know, I'm going to break that down. I'm going to break all that down so that you can get it in layman's terms. So, you know, 10 represents the beginning of the new and, you know, the end with the old. You being in harmony with the divine order, you know what I'm saying, with yourself, finding yourself, knowing things, having knowledge, having discernment, things like that. That's what the ascended minds is. This is the new for me. It's out with the old. I could have came back Sleep Sheep Show 2.0. You know what I'm saying? But I said, nah, we're going to do this a little different. We're going to come in with the new. We're going to ascend these minds. You know what I'm saying? Because people, I've been doing this. I've been, you know, hipping people, a lot of people, waking them up, giving them light and things like that. You know, and I remember when I first started out, I had to find the light. I had to see it was dark. You know what I'm saying? I had questions. I was in situations like, how can this be? So I had to ask questions. I had to meditate. I had to germinate. I had to pray. I had to do things, you know, I had to do things to get the answers, and they start coming. I start seeing things that was not of this world. Things start happening that was not of this world. I don't really want to get into it, you know what I'm saying? But I saw that what I needed to see, heard what I needed to hear to say, okay, it's time to pursue this path, to pursue this journey, to gain this knowledge and to assist people and help people. And I started doing it, and I started meeting people, and I started putting it out there. And it's been changing and helping a lot of people. You know, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that. You know, and I know I could have took it. It's been times I could have took it on a higher level, but I was telling myself, I don't really want to get that high, because I know how y'all people play. You know what I'm saying? Especially on this internet. Y'all play too much. Y'all get on there. Y'all get the plan and doing all this weird, funny shit on there. I ain't with all that. I'm a head buster. So if you say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, I see you at the right time, you know, I'm liable to bust your head. That's just the way it is. So not saying that that's what I want to do. That's just, you know, that's in my spirit and my energy. If somebody disrespecting, then I got to put them in alignment with that respect. You know, that's not saying that I'm a bad person. You know, I just been practicing for moments like this for years. I've been ready for combat for years. So running into me is not, if something go down for me, it's not random. You know, I've been ready. I've been hitting bags, sparring, you know, wrestling, slap boxing, all that shit. We've been doing all that shit growing up, getting ready. And, you know, we just get ready for these moments. That's just how you got to be, because, you know, you got to survive at the end of the day. It's self-preservation, self-determination. So I got to live, too. I can't be out here, you know, smacking, turning one cheek and all that shit. I ain't with that. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't about violence, but I'm about violence. If that make any sense. So let me give this show purpose. You know, the purpose of this show, Ascended Minds, is to invoke thoughts. You know, so when you want to learn things about new things and new concepts of life and new information and knowledge, I want to be able to invoke that thought. I want other people to be able to come on this show and share information or just tell their testimonies or their stories. That's what invokes thought. Because somebody may say, hey, I've been through that same situation. So I hear him saying it. Maybe I can use that to help me in my life. Now you're changing your life as well based on somebody else's experience. And that's what a wise person does. You know, that's what makes you wise beyond your years, by learning from the fools. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that the people are fools, but just from their experiences and things like that. So this show is to invoke thought. This show is to network, to come on here, meet people, trade information. You got a business, talk about it. You got information, talk about it. But we will check the information to make sure it's accurate. You know what I'm saying? So you can't come on here just talk about, oh, we're going to do a bill of exchange and a discharge and all that shit. You know, we're going to make sure that shit work. If you're talking about it, it got to pan out. It got to work. Got to be, you know, what you say it is. Can't come on here lying and trying to scam the people, because that ain't going to work. This is the trade knowledge. Like I said, if you got knowledge, call in. You got some knowledge you want to share, call in right now. The number is 515-605-9749. When you call in, you press the 1. If you want to share some knowledge, or if you got testimony you want to share and things like that, or if you just want to say, man, good luck coming back in or whatever, you know, whatever. You know, the show is to leave your mark on the world. It's to get inspired. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to inspire people. It's to know yourself and know your enemy. You know what I'm saying? You got to know that, because you are under the constant rule of your enemy, the constant law of your enemy, the constant pressure of your enemy. You see what I'm saying? The constant charter of your enemy. You're under it, but it's by design. And once you learn that design, you start learning how to break these chains. You got to realize that, you know, ultimately the force is going to overpower what you're thinking. So if they want to come in with a SWAT team, you know, that force is going to overpower your thoughts. So you can't really create your own reality by thinking and all that shit, because if you create your reality and you get $1 million, $1 billion, and they could Lauryn Hill you. You know what I'm saying? They could Martha Stewart you. They're going to come in and shut you down for what you was thinking. You know what I'm saying? So you can't say, oh, you thought that, so it happened. You know, that's another force outside of yourself. As above, so below. So within, so without. You know what I'm saying? So you got to balance. You got to balance these things. You know, you got to know how to use your knowledge wisely in certain situations. You got to know how to take the knowledge and use it to help other people. You may know things that they may not know. You know what I'm saying? So 10, let's read this article on 10, because I'm only trying to be here for like an hour. I just want to get this out, get the energy out, let you know the 10. You know when you're vibing in your 10, you're going to be completing things. You're going to be successful. You're going to be doing what you need to do. When you're not vibing in your 10, you're going to be sitting around watching TV. You're going to be lazy. You're going to be fucking around, fucking people over, lying to people and shit. I ain't with all that. You got to be truthful. You got to be honest. When you're honest with yourself, you can handle people accordingly because you know that you're standing in honor. So you know that they coming from a position of disrespect. You know what I'm saying? When you know that you came from the heart and you came honest. So let's get into this article on 10. I'm going to commentate. I may not read the whole thing. I'm going to read some of it. But like I said before, when I read things, I don't agree with everything. I commentate, you know, where necessary and things like that. So it say, in search for life's lingering answers. And there is a lot of answers. Like, I'm one, I never think that I know. I have mass, and I have so much knowledge, it's unimaginable. I did so much things with it, it's unimaginable. It's like, hey, why ain't he on the front center of the news and this and that and that and that? Because I reserve myself. You know, I saw where it was going when I started heading in that route. I had to reserve myself. You know, I feel like my mission is not complete, so I can't really put myself out there and do all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? And if I do, I want to make sure I feel like my mission is complete. So if anything happens, it's like a wildfire. You see what I'm saying? You spark the match, you throw it in the forest or whatever, and it's the wildfire. So anyway, a lot of answers. It says, they call it number 10, the angel numbers. They says you need to know the real meaning of real meaning and power. Then the answer we seek so desperately can come into our lives with the greatest of ease. So when you know the power of 10, the answers you seek can come into your lives with the greatest of ease. Now, I was seeking answers. You know what I'm saying? Desperately. Like, I want to know what the hell, how come the police can do all of this shit? And it turns out, I learned that they can't do all of this shit. People just don't know how to shut them down. People don't know how to deal with them. When you learn that, then you start shutting them down. You start taming that beast. Because people, when they become in that job position or whatever, their mind get fucked up. You know what I'm saying? They start thinking that they on these other levels and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because they got that force behind them. So that gives them a false sense of security. You know what I mean? So let me keep going. In numerology, astrology, and old and new religions, number 10 is believed to be the perfect number. It has meaning and power. It combines all that is undoubtedly important in life, love and care for others. It consists of two basic numbers, zeros and ones. Now, if you know that computer screen is a bunch of zeros and ones. They small, you can't see them, but they there. That's what make up the images and everything you see on that screen. Angel number 10, what does it mean? Latin saying, pantere means everything flows and everything changes. See, you got to make change. You got to make room for change. You got to inspire. I came out to Georgia. I just hopped up, boom, packed my shit, boom, and just hit the road, boom. That was my change. You see what I'm saying? And I did it. I had to do it. And I'm still within my change. Now I'm stepping out of my cocoon to make another change. The change to start these shows back to dialogue with people that, you know, need answers, or they just need somebody to build with and talk to, because sometimes you can't talk to nobody. When you know certain things and you in alignment with certain knowledges and things like that, and you in divine order, people going to think you off. They're going to think you crazy. Look at this poor righteous teacher keep talking. You know, everybody got an opinion. Everybody got a lot to say, but they know not what you do for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? They don't know what you do. They don't know your temperament. They don't know your spirit. They only know coming from their position. You know what I'm saying? So you be able to find people or create groups of people that you can talk to and that you can build on that and you can expound on that to become into your light. Because these people around you, they will dim your light. And so what's going to happen is you're going to feel like you have to stay regular. You're going to feel and every being of your body that you can't shine. You can't shine your light because all these other lights are not shining. So when you shine your light, you're going to look like a crazy person. You're going to look like a sore thumb. You know what I'm saying? So when you networking with these other people and y'all get on one accord, y'all start working together and venturing off and doing endeavors and things like that, then you can shine bright. You within your element. You in alignment. You in divine order and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's happening with this show as well. You able to come here. You got information now. You able to share it. You know, and we're gonna understand, outerstand. We're going to hear it. We're going to research it. We're going to study it. And we're going to make sense of it all. You know what I'm saying? Even just words. See, a lot of people, they need to hear them words. But then a lot of people, words are not enough. This is why when I started doing my shows, The Sleep Sheep Show, I chose to deal with the core issues because I knew that that was a fear factor for a lot of people. I knew that that was the stronghold. That was the gatekeeper. A lot of people are scared of the courts. They fear them. So with knowledge cures fear. So I said, okay, let me study the thing that people run from. You know, a lot of people, they talk a good one. They be on their shows talking, yeah, this and that, that court, this, that, that. But they don't know about going in that court and able to look, you know, these magistrates in their eyes and know the whole system and how it flows and how to use it and how to go in there and gain your respect to let them know that you didn't come in there to play. See what I'm saying? So when they go in there, they get their shit shut down. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be aware of these false prophets as well. A lot of people spreading a bunch of bullshit. And I can see it from a mile away. You know, sometimes I sit back and let them do it. Sometimes I decide to call them on the bullshit. But it ain't a debate. Because when I study shit, I study to its maximum. So when I put it out, I'm saying that this is what it is. You could take anybody else's word on it. They may be wrong. They may be off. When I put this information out, according to my study and my research and all the information available, this is how this works. This is how a penalty of perjury works. You know what I'm saying? People like to flip shit. Oh, penalty of perjury. And you don't know how to, I did a show, penalty of perjury. Tells you how it works. And that's for anything else, any other document that people put out. When I put the information out, I tell you how it works. You can take that shit to the bank. Anyway. It's undisputed that 10 means, I mean, that 10s are the great innovator. But the unfortunate aspect of 10 is that the aggressive impulse can produce people willing to do everything to reach their goal. In that process, they can unwillingly hurt ones they love. See, now, that's what they saying there is like, you know, you might want to, you might got a bill due. Your goal is to pay that bill. You might have to go out and you might have to rob somebody. You might have to break in somebody's shit, sell some shit, steal some shit. They saying that could put you in harm's way because, you know, you trying to reach that goal. So that 10, when you vibing in your 10, you just trying to reach that goal. So you trying to scam. You doing whatever. It's a lot of scammers out here. It's a lot of scammers out here. They everywhere. They trying to get you left and right. I've been scammed a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Them people was in a 10. They got miles of fear. I understood that. I got scammed. I was not mad. I was laughing. Like, okay, all right, they got me. You know, it put a smile on my face. You know what I'm saying? They got me. They got me for a couple grand, a couple hundred, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But they was vibing in a 10. They had goals they wanted to complete. They said, listen, we're going to make money. We're going to do other shit with it. Boom, 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 boom. I was a piece of that puzzle. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that's saying. You know, you can harm yourself vibing in your 10, especially if you don't know how to have discipline and control yourself and be patient, things like that. Now, I'm reading the article. When we discuss health aspect of the angel number 10, their primary problem is with the cardiovascular system, the heart, circulation, blood pressure. 10 can experience frequent sudden. I ain't even trying to read all this shit, all that heart and shit. Fuck all that. Okay, the secret meaning and symbolism. The exceptional power in the number 10 comes from the most integral number in nature, 1 and 0. 1 is the start of everything in the world, a new beginning, and 0 represents infinity and all matter in the world. 0 represents infinity and all matter in the world. 0 and 1 in angel number 10 create the unit that represents honor, faith, self-confidence, and fame. can be good or bad. The fame can fluctuate according to the karmic law. The confronting facts in the 10 lives is that they can overcome even bad karma. I'm reading, but I can't really see everything that I'm reading. This shit is small. Let me blow the screen up. All right. Secret symbolism in angel number 10 is hidden in zero, which can either be good or bad. An unlucky zero means fruitless effort in any area of life with the highest possibility of failure. Now, that's a part of life. Failure is a part of life. You're going to fail. You're going to fail. But this is when you fail and you failing and you trying to, when you're going through the failure and you're trying to build yourself back up, you might find people that you're around that's going to downplay you based on your failure. You see what I'm saying? So you got to read their energy and say, hey, why am I around this person? So you got to make a change to, if it's somebody you're in a relationship with, if it's somebody, your family member, and you down and they kicking you even more, you know, like, oh, you lost your job. Oh, you do that. You know what I'm saying? And they're not trying to build you up, and you're not building them up, even you doing that to them, same thing, you know what I'm saying? Then you're not going to be able to really be comfortable trying to vibe in your 10 when you got somebody kicking you down. See, so when you're talking about 10, you know, beware of the people that you're around, that you're building with, people that will sit there and watch you drown and won't assist you, knowing you have goals, knowing that they can be a piece to your puzzle. You see somebody drowning, you know you can be a piece of their puzzle. You have to step in. You have to be the light. You have to say, hey, your cell phone bill is $80. I got 300. Here go 80 right here. Here go 80 right here. Take care of the bill. Don't worry about it. You got to be that light for that person. That could be on any level, whether it's $80, whether it's 80,000, whether it's 80 million. You got to be that light to the people that you're around, because it's not really about the money, it's about the people. That's where a lot of people, they can't maintain a relationship because they falling out over the money, they falling out over the situation. Everything is a fallout. So that's a condition that's programmed into your mind, the fallout. So you looking for the fallout. So now you traumatized and every situation is a fallout. Now the people you falling out with, they traumatized too. So they falling out right with you. Like, yeah, we all going to fall out. So now if you got two people vibing in a 10 versus two people falling out, the two people falling out are going to be like this. Two people vibing in a 10 are going to be like this. They're going to come together. They're going to go up. Two people falling out, they're going to be like that. They're going to spread out. They're going to keep, you know, the networking is off. So you got to know when your networking is off. You got to vibe in your 10 to get your networking back flowing and things like that. I know I'm talking y'all ear off, but I'm going to inspire somebody with this shit, because you're going to start working harder than ever before. You're going to start changing shit up, and you're going to start telling people, whoa, you can't talk to me like that. You're going to put them in their place. You're going to stop letting people disrespect you. Stop letting people run over you, because you're going to start vibing in your 10. Your energy going to be high. You're going to feel good about yourself, and you're not going to let nobody bring that spirit down. See what I'm saying? That's how you got to be. This is how, if you're not like that, this is how you get disrespected. This is how you get talked to any type of way. If anybody goes to that level, you gotta get away from them. You know, you gotta step back from them, cut them off. You know what I'm saying? But if they decide that they wanna respect you and things like that, then you get with them. Y'all vibing, y'all 10, and y'all level up. You know what I'm saying? So let me keep going, man. Let me keep going. This article ain't really saying much, but it's for inspirational purposes. Okay. So the obstacles prevail only with introspection and self-reliance. Every other way for tens can be a failure. So they talk about introspection and self-reliance. And I kind of agree with that, because self-reliance means that you have to be rely on yourself, which means that you have to be self-accountable. And a lot of people, you know, they're not self-accountable. They want to blame people, you know what I'm saying, for their failures. They want to point the finger at people, you know what I'm saying, and they want to just monitor people too much, and they're not, you know, worried about what they're doing, you know what I'm saying. So I'm gonna bring in a self. You still on the line? I'm gonna bring you in just to kick it. You know what I'm saying? And into the show. I'm gonna bring you in if you available, just to kick it on the show. Cause I'm about to really wrap it up because I feel like I already done said the message. And you can go to the archives. You can listen to it and be inspired. You know what I'm saying? This is my first show back after 2-3 years. I retired for a little bit, but now I'm back and I'm going to start building more and more on information and knowledge. And I want to be more about inspiring, but if you want to go to some court shit, that's what I do. We can do the court shit all day, but that's not, I don't want that to be the focus point. I want to be able to just come on and kick it with people, talk to people I know, friends, family, things like that. And we kick it. And through our conversations, you know, we brighten up other people and give them light. And they be able to come in and formulate their questions and say, hey, I got a question. Well, how do you handle this? How do you handle that? Because I feel like I've been mentoring people, you know, for a long time. And I've been able to just change their perspectives on life and able to inspire them and build them up. And then, you know, they become this reinvented person. Now they can vibe in their tent. And they don't have to feel like insecure and down if they get rejected and things like that. You know, I remember when I was younger and I used to get rejected. You know, I didn't get rejected much, but when I did get rejected, like trying to talk to a girl or something, you know, that shit used to tear me up because my first rejection that I remember, I was maybe eight years old. And this girl, you know, I gave her a dollar. I started talking to this other girl and I gave her a little note and she found out and then she said she didn't want to go with me, kept my dollar, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was like, oh, man, she broke up with me one day. I ain't going to say my cousin. He know which one he is if he owned this joint. He know he told her, you know what I'm saying? But, so, you know, it's you know, rejection plays on your self-esteem. If you get rejected, you're going to be a bleeding heart. You're going to grow up. You're going to see the woman you like. And you're not going to say nothing to her. You're going to let her, you're going to see her and then let her walk right out your life. And a lot of people does that. I'm not that type of person. If I see something I like, a woman I like, I got to have her. You know what I'm saying? I got to go get her. I don't care where she at, I got to go get her. You know what I'm saying? If I'm smooth enough, I might have to take her from somebody else. But that ain't the goal. I'm just messing around. But yeah, so. Vibe in your tent, spread your knowledge, build your knowledge, spread it, you know, shine your light, man. Have confidence, the highest level of confidence within yourself. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you do, like have confidence, believe, and also believe that with that tent that you can change your situation at any time. When you vibing in your tent, I'm just kicking it because I'm winding the time up so we can get an hour in. Oh yeah, let me get Cell up in here. Let me get my dog Cell up. Me and Cell go way back. Cell's so young, man. How you so young, but we go way back, man.
What's up with you, man?
How you so young? Is Black not cracking or something, man? What's going on? We go back, man. Yeah, like 20 years, man. That's crazy. Go ahead.
I just wanna thank you for even, man, just put me on the spotlight, you know what I'm saying? Just singling me out. I truly appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? I just want to introduce people how we met. You know what I mean? It was always genuine love, you know what I mean? Like, for those that's listening, I am younger than Snipe, but since day one, there's been nothing but respect. You know, and how we actually encountered was like, I was like 18 and I couldn't get in the clubs. So it was a group of us spending on Weber and Delavan. So Slant like, man, yeah, man, yo, man, we all out tonight. You know what I'm saying? We clubbing. So one of the individuals from the hood, it was like, yo, Sale 18, you can't get in the clubs. And Snipe was like, shit, man, fuck it, man. We're getting all the clubs, Cell can get in. So I'm like, shit, all right. So, you know, I was younger, man. Since I was young, I was hanging with older dudes, you know what I'm saying? So, like, even when you had to be 21 or over, I still got in the clubs because of dudes like him. You know, and man, that's deep.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So yes.
But you know what? Let me expound on that, right?
Yeah.
Let me expound on that. Now, I remember, because I remember we was all out there on the block, and we all decided that we were going to go out and club. But, you know, some people may not have an idea, or they may be too young, they couldn't get in. You know, so it was like, my thing was like, no, we already in the zone, we vibing. Why would I just let him go? And go, you know, like, oh, you can't get in. So that's what a lot of people do with these people they're around. They say, oh, you can't get in. I don't know you. They just leave them and go with their stuff. See what I'm saying? So they don't have consideration for the other people. You know what I'm saying? So my thing, you know, we're going to all make this happen. We're going to all have fun tonight. We're going to all drink. We're going to all get one. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it popping. And ain't no man left behind. You know what I'm saying? And that carries on until this day, and I appreciate that. But that's how I always am. You see what I'm saying? That's how I always am. We can't leave nobody behind. So if it's a vibe, that's why I say, if you in the club and you ready to go, we all got to go. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We all got to go. Ain't no way. I got to keep my drink. Just, man, put that drink down. We out of here. We all got to go.
Right. And like the funny thing, though, because, like, this one, his dreads were shorter, like touching his earlobes, you know what I'm saying? I had braids back then. And the man had black and white Chuck Taylors on. I had my red and white Chuck Taylors on, so he was calling me Lil Snipe, you know what I'm saying? Man, Lil Snipe. You know? And, from that day on, man, it was like, it's been genuine, you know what I mean? Genuine, you know? And it's like, I'm going to keep it real. You know, I have childhood buddies that never did nothing for me. You know what I'm saying? Until later times, later days, man. And I was in a violation. I just came off from a violation.
Right.
I seen Snipe at the corner store at Cortland and Delavan. You know, and the man was like, yo, shit, man, damn, man. Is he going to stay out this time? And I was 100% honest, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't say yeah, I couldn't say no. I was like, shit, I don't know, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I was feeling like shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I said I don't know because, I mean, I'm going to stay out due to my actions, but not sure if I'm going to stay out due to somebody else's actions.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So the man went in his pocket and gave me three $5 bills.
I don't even remember that shit, bro.
It was $15, man. And I looked at him.
Shit.
I looked at him like he gave me $1 million. He said, that's all I got, man. He said, it's all I got. And if I have more, I'll give more. I said,
I don't even remember that. That's crazy, man.
But I appreciate you don't, you know what I'm saying? But it's all cool. You know, so the man was like, yo, man, if I have more, I'll give you more. I said, nah, I appreciate it. I said, and I held that motherfucking $15, man, for like 30 motherfucking days. You know what I'm saying? But it was out of a couple of faces. I'm like, yo. I spent other niggas' money, I ain't spent yours. But it was like, yo, I'm like, damn. I'm like, yo. I don't know this dude like that. Seen him a few times. He seen me a few times. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, yo, this niggas I done grew up with since I was like 9, 10 years old and did less than that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I always took my hat off to my man Dwight Bay, man. My man Snipe, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever y'all want to call him. You know what I mean? And
I
to this day,
that.
You know what I'm saying? The man hit me up. Yo, when he first started sharing his knowledge, I attended a few meetings. I didn't understand it. I understood it. I didn't know what the hell was going on. It was interesting as hell. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know what was really going on. You know what I mean? But I got my birth certificate stamped and all that. And I mean, like you said, I mean, shit, a few things that shit niggas gonna fall through with. You know? And then, the man, like, gave me so much information. So much information that I lost. And I came back to that man one more time. And basically, the man shut me down. I wasn't even mad. I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad because he's like, yo, I gave you the golden goose. I gave you the golden goose. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see what you're going to do with it. I didn't do nothing with it. I mean, so at the end of the day, it was like, yo, I took it for like, okay, cool. Not that he wasted his time, but it's like, yo, bro, I know you. I know what you're capable of. Bring that shit out yourself.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Bring it out yourself. You know what I'm saying? There's a few things that I keep in my pocket, a few things I hold to my heart. You know what I'm saying? And he's one of my mentors. You know what I'm saying? He's one of my mentors. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, man, I lay you to death. You know what I'm saying? Like, I lay you to death.
Man, I definitely appreciate it. And the energy and all.
As man to man, even like, man, I went to traffic court. I beat a lot of traffic cases. I beat a lot of shit because of man. Because of man, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, so, like you say, you know, check it out. Why you ain't come to the shows and give that testimony? Or I wasn't active then.
Because, man, bro, you know how I am, man. I'm public but private. I'm private but public.
Right, yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, it's like, I can't fit your shoes, but I can wear mine. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, shit, you may wear Nikes. I might wear Adidas. But we all walking. But we all walking. You know what I'm saying? And then one day, you know what I mean, I was on my whole little mission. And that's when you was on Niagara Street. You know what I'm saying? I was on my little mission. And it was like, like, no offense. But, like, remember the day I seen you in the hallway, and I was like, what's up, and sliding past you. And the man straight stopped me, like, yo, hold up, man. Like, they don't walk, they don't like that, man. You know what I mean? But it was no offense, though. The man like stopped me, man, to have a conversation with me, man. Like, yo, nah, dog, like, yo, I respect you, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, damn, all right, cool, what's up, man? That shit made me sit in my back pockets. I mean, like, all right, what's up, man? I mean, what's going on? I mean, we had our conversation, and that was that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's always love with me and Snipe, you know what I mean? Like, and we have, I mean, like, a lot of conversations, plenty of conversations, you know what I'm saying? It was like, man, shit, if I wanted to trade my older brother in, it'd be you.
Oh, man, I'm honored, for real.
No, man, that's real shit, and I ain't even talking to see be talking about you.
Hey, I've been trying to escape that name Sniper for years, man. For a long time.
I mean, to be honest, man. To be honest, respectfully, you know what I'm saying, Dwight Bay. It's my comfort zone is calling you that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I know you as.
Right.
You know
yeah.
But but I will respect you as Dwight Bay. So the White Bay, man, you know what I mean? Like, we had many one-on-one conversations, you know what I mean? And this shit not even for the world, you know what I mean? Like, I communicate with a lot of people behind closed doors in private, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into all that posting shit, yo, I'm with this person, let's stop and take a picture and all that other shit. And I ain't with all that phony bullshit, man, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's so much stuff I want to say online, man. I can't even say, you know what I mean? It's just like a lot of stuff, man. I just want to say hats off. I mean, I may be rambling all over the place, jumping all over the place.
Nah, this content.
You know, it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, for anybody that knows this dude, he's a genuine dude, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, like, man, he ain't with the violence, but, you know, shit, you know. 15. 15, motherfucker. You know what I mean? But the man schooled me on a lot of stuff, man. You know what I mean? On a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you may see that man in a picture with this person, that person, this person, that person. Shit, you may not never see me in the picture with this man. You know what I'm saying? Cause I ain't with that illusion bullshit. That's that rapper shit. That's that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You know, like a lot of people may not understood when you drop the devil's music. You know what I'm saying? I greatly, you know, I loved it. I shared that shit. Motherfuckers don't understand that shit, man. Motherfuckers don't understand that shit, man. And for those that's religious, or if you non-religious, if you listening, you know, man, I ain't about getting to it, man. I'm gonna stop right there. You know what I'm saying? Anyway,
hey, yo, I ain't gonna lie. When you said that devil's music, that gave me chills just now, boy. That shit just gave me chills.
Boy, man, listen, man, because, man, you and I, we go hours, man, going back and forth, man, and people look at us like we weird or something.
You might gotta be my co-host if we go ahead and rock out, man, get it popping for the people, man.
Man, listen, I will be honored.
Oh, man, stay blessed, man. Oh, so I'm gonna hit you up, and I'm gonna give you the thematics and everything, how you can help with your topics and all that, and we get it in, man.
And I will carry myself accordingly.
Yeah, you could not have fun, man. You, man, you could pick your day you want to come in and all that, your timing, and then we just, man, come here and manifest, man, inspire the people and give them light, you know what I'm saying? They need that shit.
I'm always willing to give light because Jesus ain't the way, motherfucker. That's darkness, man. You mean, where you want to be, Yahweh, whatever you want to talk about, man. You know what I'm saying? That's darkness right there, man.
It's not about nobody's religion, but I believe that the cross is the most satanic image ever. You know what I'm saying? I also believe that Jesus is a myth.
People confuse the serpent with the devil, and the devil with Satan, and Satan with Lucifer. And those four different motherfuckers, man. Those four different motherfuckers, man. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna end it off like this. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm rambling, Jim. I'm gonna end it off like this, man. For those I do read or do attend on a Sunday, man, I'm going to give y'all a Bible verse that y'all need to read, right? Adam and Eve got kicked out the garden, right, from eating up from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They got kicked out the garden from eating from the tree of knowledge and good and evil. And if you further want to read in the Genesis, Lord God ain't God. Them two different people. God and Lord God, two different people. You know what I'm saying? So when you read the Genesis and it says, Lord God said, now that the man has become like one of us, that means that it was more than one God.
Did he not say that?
Knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge of good and evil, he must also eat from the tree of life. So in the beginning, man, I wanted your ass to be ignorant. Okay.
Let's go. Hey, you know what, though? I want you to come and do a show on that and break that down for people. You know what I'm saying?
Man, people ain't ready for that, man. They can go to church Sunday.
And you know what, though? You got to get them ready. You got to get them ready. Don't shut them out, man. Bring them in. Get them ready. They ain't ready. Then let them fly. You know what I'm saying? If it don't apply,
man,
let them fly.
Man, I don't shut nobody out, man. Hoes need love, too, man. What you talking about, man?
Yeah, they do. They get plenty of love. They get paid for it, too. They get paid for that love. That love is expensive. I don't want none of them.
Man, you want to play with this pitchfork, man. You want to play with this pitchfork, man.
Hey, nah, but no, this conversation was everything, man. I appreciate you. You was putting me on the stuff I ain't even remember. But, you know, my thing is I want to expound on the $15. It's nothing, but my thing is we all go through, it's been times where I needed just $5. You see what I'm saying? And that $5 just made my whole day. You see what I'm saying? People, sometimes you can have thousands or you can have nothing. Sometimes $5 might just put enough in your tank to go pick up $10, put in your tank to go get $100. You see what I'm saying? It'd be like that, man.
Yeah,
it was definitely all respect, man. I respect you, brethren.
Man, listen, man. That go without saying, man. You know, that go without saying, man.
Okay.
You know, man.
Okay. You know, man. Cross, I keep dropping down, man.
Hey, yo, keep on your music, too. But before we get out, just tell the people about your music and everything and how they can pick up. Or you can share
okay,
the link.
All right, cool. Second of all, I go by XL. The correct spelling is ECCELL. It is a code in that. You know what I'm saying? So it's ECCELL. That's on YouTube. I am XL. I am ECCELL. That's on Facebook. Same thing as Instagram. I also have a clothing line called Brand New Style of Living. It's BNSL, Brand New Style of Living. And Brand New Style of Living all started off charity. You feel me? Brand New Style of Living started off charity. It's about giving. Mm-hmm. Brand New Style of Living is about giving. So if you ain't giving, then you ain't going to receive.
Mm.
If you want to receive, you got to give. Although that you may give, you still may not receive. But keep doing you, man. Keep being who you is. No matter who shot those stones at you, man, you collect all them stones, man, and you build a motherfucking fortress with that shit, man.
Hmm.
You feel me?
Man, we definitely
we definitely
got to get you your own show, man, because you got knowledge. I know that. You're a mason. But I ain't going to put your business out there, but I know you're a mason and all that. We ain't going to get into all that.
Man, but check this out, man. With or without that, I'm still a mason.
Yes, sir.
You feel me, man? Samoa B, man. You know, what's above, so below. What's below, so above. But we always got to think with the highest form.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? We always got to think with the highest form. Sometimes positivity isn't always the way. Sometimes you got to stick a knife in the motherfucker to make sure they're done. You know what I'm saying? You got to sometimes, bro. Come on, bro. You know I love you, baby.
Hey, positivity ain't always the way, man. Sometimes you got to vibe in your six, you know what I'm saying, to get in line, you know, with certain situations, man. It is what it is. But,
you know.
Six, smile, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be all right.
You already know, man. Peace to the gods, man.
Man, peace to the God, my brother.
Peace.
Man, all right. Man, that conversation was dynamite. Sell, all honors, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. That definitely inspired me, man. So, you know, I think the next show I'm gonna talk about the Civil War and how the Civil War has not ended and how we still at Civil War. I'm gonna explain this shit. I'm gonna break it down. Anybody else on the call line, if you wanna kick it, you got any questions, you wanna inspire people, you got knowledge, you wanna network, hit that one. If you on a call line, you can hear me, hit the one. I'm going to take a little break for like two, three minutes. I'm going to come back and, I'm going to come back. Hit that one. If you're in there, hit that one. I'm going to take the little break. I'm going to come back like cook crack and I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up and we're going to get out of here. And I think that this show was a success. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we got plenty of knowledge. We could touch any topic. I don't care what it is. We could touch all topics. But for now, I'm just talking about the power of 10. We're going to start off light, and then as we go along, I'm going to be getting in y'all ass, so get ready. Let's go. pay some dues. So this is what I'm gonna do right here. I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up, man. Listen, I got my Cash App on this bitch. So listen, I don't need your money, but if you want to, you know what I'm saying, if you could spare it, then I appreciate that too. You know what I'm saying? But I want to be able to add to my calls as well, because I'm going to spend more time doing these shows. That means I got to spend more time studying and reading. So I'm not going to be able to do a lot of shit that I want to do. I'm going to get back into this heavy. We're going to get all this info and we're going to bring it straight to your ear. So my Cash App is the $ Ascended Minds. You know what I'm saying? And you'll see me on there. The $ Ascended Minds. Send me whatever the fuck you want to send me. You know what I'm saying? And if you need anything, then hit me up too. Let me know. If you got a Cash App and you need a little something, let me know. I got you too. That's how we're going to play it. You give and you shall receive. That's how it's going to work. So I ain't saying you give me. No, I'm going to give you too. You know what I'm saying? So if you need, if I rock with you though, I got to rock with you. So if I rock with you, you hit me up and say, man, I need 20, 50, 30, 40, 100, boom. I'm gonna slide it to you. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you straight too. So, yeah, I'm right here. All right. Anyway, shout out to the people on my live. Teddy Franklin, I can't pronounce that name. Jastasva Rahim. My mom up in the spot. It's a couple other people. Let me just run down some of these names. Let me pick this joint up. Run down some of these names. We got my dog, LaShawn Harris, up in here. Me and him go way back, you know what I'm saying? A few other people on the live. Appreciate y'all tuning in. I think I see Mike up in there. Mike Jackson, I think. I appreciate you tuning in, you know what I'm saying? I think this show went well, and I appreciate Sales, you know, his experience with me and his testimony and everything. That definitely inspired me, and that gave an element to the show. And if we made him kick in, we build, you know, he's going to be a part of the show as well. And I think that would be dope, because I know he got a lot of knowledge from his perspective that a lot of people going to want to hear and need to hear and whatnot. So I'm going to go ahead, wrap this up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can catch it in the archive. You go to Blog Talk, Ascending Minds. I'm going to put the link up. You know what I'm saying? And keep tuning in. Share with your friends. So if I put a post up, share it. It's all good. It's all right. I'm spreading knowledge. I'm spreading light. Ain't that what y'all want? Don't you want to learn? Don't you want to know, you know, what's going on around you? Don't you want to have light and vision? Don't you want to operate in the fourth dimension? See, I'm going to do a show on the fourth dimension, because I want to teach you how to operate in the fourth dimension. And it's going to get so simple to you, a lot of people are going to overlook it. You know what I'm saying? That's how they get confused, because the truth is so simple that you may overlook it, because there's so much shit that's intricate that got you confused. You know what I'm saying? You'd be worried about all the wrong things. But I want y'all to start exercising the power of 10. Start using that energy to network with the right people, to build finances, to take, instead of putting one credit score, now you got 5, 10 credit scores, 3 credit scores, you know, going toward a goal to make everybody successful. You know, don't keep growing up with people for 5, 10, 20 years and y'all not making no success plan. Y'all doing y'all own individual thing. Everybody over here struggling. One person over here doing good. 3 over here struggling. Y'all all come together and do good. You know what I'm saying? And that's peace. That's bond. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here. I'm going to play this outro. And thanks to everybody for tuning in. Tune in next week. Same channel, same time, 9 p.m. Ascending Minds. Let's go. Oh.